stadiums. The roar of the terraces at Dolíček, the stadium of one of the Czech Republic's oldest football clubs, Bohemians, or Bohemka as they are known in Czech. The stadium celebrates its 75th birthday this year, and it has become synonymous with a football club that has a rich and venerable history. Founded in 1905 as AFK Vršovice, after the Prague area where today's stadium stands, the club took the name Bohemians after a celebrated 1927 tour of Australia, where they represented Czechoslovakia and were famously presented with two live kangaroos by their hosts. They are still known informally as the Kangaroos, or Klokani, to this day. Although they've only won the Czech League once, Bohemians are a hugely popular club in this country, thanks in part to the skillful attacking football that the team has traditionally always tried to play. Bohemians were also supported in the 1970s and 80s by many dissidents, who preferred coming to Dolíček than going to the oppressive grounds of traditional communist clubs like Sparta Prague and Dukla Prague. One of Bohemka's greatest players, Antonín Panenka, who many of you may remember as the man whose cheeky chip won the 1976 European Championships for Czechoslovakia, spent the best years of his career playing in front of the crowds at Dolíček. He says it's a ground that has always occupied a special place in his heart.
Já jsem tady vlastně jako hráč působil a hrál 23 let, vlastně jsem do Bohemky se byl přihlášen.
I played here for 23 years. I joined Bohemians as a youth player when I was 9 years old in 1957, I think. For me, it was an unbelievably big day when I came to the stadium for the first time, and I'll never forget the feeling I had when I stood on the pitch for the first time as a young boy. I remember not sleeping a wink the night before it happened, because it was such a big deal for me. I was looking forward to it so much.
The chairman of the Bohemian Supporters Association, Antonín Jelinek, has been supporting the club since he was around 4 years old. Like a lot of Kangaroos fans, he has many fond memories of seeing matches in the Dolíček Stadium.
I live across the street. I have a balcony that overlooks the stadium. So my first game was not actually in the stadium, but I was looking from the balcony. Since I was able, I watched almost every single game. I still remember those games where we were playing in UEFA Cup and Champions Cup when we played Ajax Amsterdam. I still remember that game, although it's almost 25 years ago. I remember when Antonín Panenka played last match here and the people were hanging on the lightning poles. It's incredible memory.
Bohemians have suffered a drastic downturn in their fortunes since winning the league and competing in the European Champions Cup in 1983. After getting disastrously into debt in the 1990s, the club actually went bust and would have gone out of existence had it not been for a fans initiative headed by Antonín Jelinek, which organised a collection and raised enough money to save the Kangaroos from extinction. Because of the lack of money, investment in the stadium has been non-existent for years, and two stands have actually been pulled down. Nevertheless, the dilapidated terrace and grandstand that remain are packed out every week. With regular crowds of almost 9,000 people, Dolíček often has the best attended game in the Czech Republic every weekend, even though the club is now playing in the second division. Antonín Panenka says that despite the turmoil at the club in recent years, the atmosphere is still as special as it was when he played for Bohemians in their heyday.
I think it's very similar because Bohemians have always had their hardcore fans, whose heart, soul and body belongs to the club. It's actually thanks to them that the club didn't go out of existence and that this tradition still continues. There's always been a friendly, homely atmosphere here. People would come because they knew it would be a pleasant experience. Of course, the atmosphere is a little bit noisier today and the fans are a little bit more creative in terms of the banners they make and the ideas they come up with to support the team. But they're still among the best fans around, not just in this country but in the whole of Europe, because they totally get behind their team and you really sense this.
Despite a recent upturn in the club's fortunes, there are certain question marks hanging over Bohemians' future at Dolíček. Many supporters have mixed emotions about the fact that the club is now challenging for promotion to the Czech League's top division. Although they are delighted that the team is doing well, they are afraid they will have to move from Dolíček if they are promoted, because the ground does not meet the necessary criteria for playing games in the first division, such as having all seating stands and floodlights. Some supporters are also suspicious of a new investment consortium, which has taken over the club. They fear that it is only interested in commercially developing the Dolíček ground, whose central location makes it a prime piece of Prague real estate. Antonín Panenka, who is now the club's president, has played down these concerns, however. He says the investors have committed themselves to developing the club and intend to modernise and improve facilities at the stadium. Many fans have been heartened to hear that he, at least, is convinced that the future of Bohemians Football Club will remain intertwined with the Dolíček stadium for a long time to come.
Určitě Dolíček jako takový patří k tomuhle klubu, jako patří klub k Dolíčku.
Dolíček definitely belongs to this club, and Bohemians actually belongs to Dolíček. This club has been here for many decades. Since the very beginning, there was a club called Bohemians playing here. Bohemians are still playing here, and we hope they will continue to play here. Everybody involved in football here knows what Dolíček means. If we say Dolíček, everyone knows we're talking about Bohemians. If we say Bohemians, people automatically think of Dolíček. They belong to each other, like twins.
This is a sentiment shared by the Bohemians fans I spoke to at a match recently, when I asked them how they felt about the stadium that has been their club's home since the 1930s.
It's not going to be the same Bohemians if we go somewhere else. I mean, so the only idea is that we would just stay here and like and try to save this place. I mean, it has to be this place, Dolíček. In fact, Bohemians were born here. You know, that's the only place where we can play. If we move somewhere else, it's going to lose everything.
I think this is my fourth time here. I like the Czech crowd here. I think it's a rowdy bunch. I like the beer. The beer is always good.
How does it compare to, say, like a sports event in the States? Like, do you go to many, you know, American football games or baseball games, or is it very different?
It's pretty different. The beer is less flowing back at home. Stadiums are a bit bigger, a bit cleaner. But yeah, same rowdy bunch.
And I'm gonna ask you. You're talking about doing up the stadium. Do you think that will be a good thing, or do you think it would actually lose something?
Well, it depends. Is it gonna be like much bigger, much nicer? Because I like the shittiness of the stadium. Yeah, seems very authentic.
I think the first match I've been, I was like about 11, 12, something like that. So now I'm 34, so more than 20 years. And it's an incredible place, you know. I can't imagine that Kangaroos can play in future somewhere else than here, you know. It's incredible atmosphere, you know, like we are shouting to each other, you know, like 3,000 people in the tribune, like green, you know, and 5,000 people here, you know, shouting white, you know, and green, white, green, white. It's
Could you maybe just say, for our listeners, say how that sounds and check the green, white?
Zelená, bílá, zelená, bílá, something like this, you know, it's really wonderful.